Hosanna, save now. That's what we were praying for last week, and we did see a lot of great responses at the Easter service. So God does save, and it's good to have you with us this morning. We're reading through Proverbs, and I'm going to read the whole chapter 13. If you want to follow along in your Bible or on the overhead, you can. But the book of Proverbs, a book of wisdom, and it seems like almost every verse or every idea here gives us wisdom in how we can walk and how we can relate to the Lord and how we can relate to one another. So there's the negative and there's always the positive as well. So you could follow along in Proverbs 13. A wise son accepts his father's discipline, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. From the fruit of a man's mouth, he enjoys good, but the desire of the treacherous is violence. The one who guards his mouth preserves his life. The one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the soul of the diligent is made fat. A righteous man hates falsehood, but a wicked man acts disgustingly and shamefully. Righteousness guards the one whose way is blameless, but wickedness subverts the sinner. There is one who pretends to be rich, but has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, but has great wealth. The ransom of a man's life is his riches, but the poor hears no rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked goes out. Through presumption comes nothing but strife, but with those who receive counsel is wisdom. Wealth obtained by fraud dwindles, but the one who gathers by labor increases it. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. The one who despises the word will be in debt to it, but the one who fears the commandment will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, to turn aside from the snares of death. Good understanding produces favor, but the way of the treacherous is hard. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool displays folly. A wicked messenger falls into adversity, but a faithful envoy brings healing. Poverty and shame will come to him who neglects discipline, but he who regards reproof will be honored. Desire realized is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. He who walks with the wise will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Adversity pursues sinners, but the righteous will be rewarded with prosperity. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Abundant food is in the fallow ground of the poor, but it is swept away by injustice. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently. The righteous has enough to satisfy his appetite, but the stomach of the wicked is in want. Father, so many good admonitions to each one of us in our walk with you and just in life in general. So, Lord, I do pray that you give us a heart of wisdom, Lord, that we might be able to walk in that light that you lay before us, because your word is a lamp unto our steps, a light unto our path. So, Lord, we do pray that you fill us and overflow us with your Holy Spirit, that we might walk in your ways. And, Lord, I pray that you give us a heart of worship for you for this time. And, Lord, open our hearts and our minds to your word as well as we teach it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, this week, as I was just asking God what he would want to speak to the church, and as we met with the worship team this morning early and just said, this is what God wants. He wants for his people to exalt him. We're going to sing this song out together, singing, I Exalt Thee. We didn't do this at first service, but I just want to share this briefly with you because I think it's such a testimony for the Lord. On my left here is Sister Jolene, and she's vision impaired, but yet she still gets before the Lord and even before you guys to use her gift and her talent for the Lord, to exalt the Lord. And I think what a great example to all of us that life is not always comfortable, but But if we choose to exalt the Lord, He blesses that. He honors that. Church, if you're able, would you stand to your feet again and let's sing this out in honor of the Almighty God and saying, God, I exalt you with everything I am. I exalt you, Lord, for you are King of kings and Lord of lords.
I exalt thee.
Come on, family, sing it out with us. This morning, we come to you to exalt you. Lord, we pray that you would take us deeper in our relationship with you, in our obedience to you, to be doers of the word and not hearers only. We want to exalt you in our work. We want to exalt you in our homes. We want to exalt you in the world that we're living in, Lord. You know how dark it is around us. But God, 1 John declares in 4:4 that greater is he who lives in me than he who is in the world. So we exalt the one who came and rose from the grave. We bless you, Lord, this morning. God's family, let's sing that again to him this morning. let's clap it up for Jesus, huh? He's worthy. Free to be seated or stand, kneel as we worship the Lord. However God leads you to worship Him this morning. Mm-hmm. separate. Thank you, Lord.
Nothing can separate, even if I ran away. Your love never fails.
I know I still.
I know I still make mistakes, but you have your mercies for me every day. Your love never fails. The same, you stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes, and all this pain in the night, joy comes in the morning. Oh, and when the oceans rage, I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, your love will never fail us, Lord. We believe it today. We receive it in your name, Jesus. Wind strong.
Sing it to him. Isn't that a great blessing to know that God's love never fails us? just thank you. Thank you that your love never fails us. Thank you that your love is precious. I heard it put by a wise older gentleman. He said, God's love is not reckless, but his love is precious for us. And I said, that's good. That's what the Lord's love is. It's precious. Let's sing that out this morning together. For I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Sing it out together. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, precious love. You. precious love, oh Lord. Would you stand, family, and sing this out one more time together? It's your precious love.
Blessed.